Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to The Savage Nation. You know what I want to talk about? Family values. Oh, yes, I know it's an old phrase. It's as old as Ronald Reagan. I'd like to ask you, what are family values? Can you define them? They've kind of gone out with the old. They're not in with the new. What are family values? Which party better defends such family values and how? Democrats or Republicans? Let's get right down to it. What are family values and which party better defends such family values and how? Then I want to ask you this. Is marriage still a valid institution? We know that most, 50% of marriages end in divorce. I'd like you to call this program, The Savage Nation, if you've been married over 5 or 10 years to the same person, not married over 5 or 10 years to several people, but married over 5 or 10 years to the same person, and tell this audience, particularly the younger people, who've been brainwashed by the socialist educational institution, which is following the protocols of Karl Marx, which aims to destroy the family as a cohesive unit so they can break the society apart. Tell us what the value of marriage is. I think these are fair questions. If you're not prepared to discuss them, we can go on to other topics. I just don't want to say the word Romney. If I could avoid saying Obama, I would avoid saying Obama. It's almost impossible, since virtually everything the man says is a lie or a parsing of a half-truth, which is about the same thing. It's astounding to me that in one of his, here I go again, one of his lines last night, Obama said, well, listen to clip 13, listen to this line.
Tax reform should follow the Buffett rule. If you make more than $1 million a year, you should not pay less than 30% in taxes.
And my Republican... Stop. See, most of us who are not Warren Buffett pay much more than 30% in taxes. Warren Buffett is a phony, in my opinion. Warren Buffett has one of the greatest fake acts in the history of the business world. Mr. Nice Guy, this dividend income game of 15% on dividends bypassing the 37% tax rate that most others pay who make over $1 million is astonishing to me. Moreover, Buffett, you may not know this, you know the Keystone Pipeline deal that Obama destroyed? Democrats wanted it, Republicans wanted it, unions wanted it, workers wanted it. Makes sense. Bring the oil from Canada to America, refine it here. You don't have to bring it in from Saudi Arabia. No. Why did Obama kill it? We didn't understand it. It made no sense. The answer is quite clear. We found out that Buffett will clean up real well, because you see, the oil that comes from Canada now, not through a pipeline, comes in on the railroad that is owned by Warren Buffett. So it's old 18th century railroad politics. The railroad tycoon Warren Buffett, yes, the railroad tycoon Warren Buffett, who knows everything runs on rails. Old Warren Buffett, the old, aw shucks, little old me, I'm a nice guy driving old Buick, living a little house Buffett, told his president, the man he put in office, along with the other special interests, we want you to kill that Keystone Pipeline deal so we can continue to make billions of dollars on our investments in transportation and in other manners. That's why I don't want to talk about politics, because they're so filthy. You see, politics are fundamentally run by dirty, disgusting, degenerate lawyers. The worst people on the planet are in politics because, well, the worst people amongst the politicians are those who were previously lawyers. The legal profession is the slimiest profession in the history of the world. Not only do they parse the truth, they never tell the truth. Their entire goal in the legal profession is to lie and cheat and to destroy people. Now, what happens when a lawyer becomes a congressman, or God forbid, a senator, or worse yet, a president? Do I have to spell out for you the fact that we now have a lawyer for a president? Did you hear what I just said to you? We have a lawyer for a president. The least admired profession in American history, a profession dirtier than the oldest profession, which is prostitution, is politics. And the dirtiest amongst the politicians are the lawyers. You have any idea why the country is corrupt, why it's broken, why the people hate politicians? Answer, lawyers. That's why I want to talk about something positive. I want to talk about something positive. And so that's why I'm asking you. Family values. Can you define family values? What are they? I mean, we used to hear about them back in, I think it was the 80s, before Bill Clinton came along and destroyed any reference to family and family values, disgraced the presidency, besmirched the White House, made a mockery of marriage. What are family values? And which party better defends such family values, and how do they do so? Is marriage still a valid institution? Call if you've been married over 5 or 10 years to the same person and tell the listeners of this show, many of whom are young, have a very large younger demographic because they have nowhere else to turn for any kind of inspiration or entertainment. Tell us why you've remained married and what you get out of it. I think my questions are good, but no one's interested. The board's full. We're going to take calls. No one has yet defined family values. We've got a lot of callers on who have been married many years. And they're going to tell us why. I think that's interesting. I'll take them for a while, and then we can move on to something else like eyeglasses or photography or dental work. Something really scintillating, you know. Eyeglasses, cameras, dental work, something along those lines. Anything but Romney. Anything. I need a break from it. Anything but the word socialist and socialism. Unless you really want to get into Karl Marx, which I'd be glad to do, but then no one would listen to that. So let's begin with a caller. Who's the longest married on this line here? Texas, Ron. Go ahead, Ron. How many years have you been married?
I've been married 45 years.
Good God, that's a beautiful record here on the Savage Nation. Now, why, first of all, the question was, is marriage still a valid institution? Obviously, you're saying yes.
Yeah.
What do you get out of marriage?
I get what I put into marriage, and that's communication, loyalty, respect, and working together not only through the hard times but enjoying the good times.
You know, you just said something interesting that I don't think I've heard too often, if at all, which is I get out of it what I put into it. I've never heard that. Maybe I have, but I don't hear it at all. That's something the president ought to say to the American deadbeat welfare recipients, that you get out of this country with exactly what you put into it. And we're not going to support you anymore if you put nothing into it. Instead of crying to us about illegal immigrant children, anchor babies, about how much we owe them, what he ought to say is their parents put nothing into this country, and they have no right to demand that their children receive citizenship. But all right, I don't want to get too political, but you make a very good point, which is you get out of your marriage what you put into it. I think that should be one of the vows that religious figures use in a ceremony. Which is, you know, when they're marrying us, right? They ought to say, remember this one, you'll never forget it. You get out of marriage exactly what you put into it. That's phenomenal. That's beautiful, man. Really good.
Thank you. I love the woman more today, if it's possible, than I did the day I married her.
God, you're one of the good ones. You're one of the good ones. You probably have a million women weeping in this country right now, Ron. They wish they had met you a long time ago, hey?
I'll tell you what. It is exactly what you put into it, Doctor.
And well, Ron, let me ask you an odd question. I don't mean to be difficult in any way, but in these years of marriage, you probably had some bad spats with each other, correct?
Oh, no doubt. We've had spats. At one time, we actually sat in front of a lawyer, and the lawyer said, look, you guys, y'all go home, you think about it over the weekend, and you come back and see me. Well, that was the break we needed.
And, well, that's like a 10-day waiting period for a shotgun. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's been uphill ever since. And it was up, you know, we had our downs, we had our ups. And
well, Ron, you're a normal man. You have obviously looked at other women in the streets, haven't you?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, I don't deny the male in me that looks, you bet. But
so how do you deal with that? How do you deal with one of the cardinal sins called lust?
I just say, it's a good-looking woman, but it isn't near what I have. And I just...
Oh, I'm going to give the audience one that they've never heard. You ready for this one? It's from Chinese poetry. Look at a passing beauty as you would a passing cloud.
Very good.
Ah. Hey, that's a good one. See, that's for the younger guys who are filled with lust and filled with desire and charging around like mad animals. Whenever they see a pretty woman go by, they They get distracted. They run after her. They run down the street. Their heart races. They wonder if they could meet her. They wonder if they could get her number. They wonder if they could text her tomorrow, whatever. You don't have to own everything that walks by you in the street. You don't have to pursue every woman that walks down the street. What you have to do is say to yourself, what the Chinese poets wrote hundreds of years ago, look at a passing beauty as you would a passing cloud. So, again, I think this show could turn into something more than I originally anticipated when I envisioned doing something non-political. Tell us why you've remained married and what you get out of it. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
I know this may sound funny, but when my hair looks good, I feel good. And this holiday season, I'm going to buy a new outfit, get my nails done, and do something great for my hair. I'm going to buy myself the Ovation Cell Therapy holiday gift set.
Ovation Cell Therapy is guaranteed to help grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast. With just an easy rinse-out application of Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage and damage caused from harsh chemicals, heat, styling, and over-processing can be repaired, and your hair will look and feel healthy again.
Look your best this holiday season. Give yourself the gift you'd love to receive. The Ovation Cell Therapy Holiday Gift Set, an assortment of the most popular Ovation products at a very special holiday price.
Order your Ovation Holiday Gift Set now before they're all gone at OvationHair.com. That's OvationHair.com, and be sure to enter KSFO at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Family values. What are they? So far, no one's called to define what family values are. And it's very interesting to me that the board is so full right now with callers, mainly women. I mean, mainly, are we any women? Mainly women are mainly men are calling right now. Let's go to Joe in New York. Joe, you're calling on the marriage and family values story, correct?
Yes. Yeah, thank you for taking the call.
How many years are you married to the same woman?
34.
Okay, and why do you stay married?
We love each other very much, and you have to put the other person before yourself.
Murder in our society. In our society, no one does that. Very few can even know what that word means.
You ain't kidding, Michael. You ain't kidding.
No one knows what that means in our country. It's all about me, 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 narcissism, narcissism, narcissism. I am so beautiful. I am so beautiful, I should be worshipped. It comes from the childhood on. The upbringing in the crib with the Spock-like upbringing, where the infant is turned into a god. How can every infant be a god? It's one thing to cherish a child and to raise a child properly and give it love and respect. There's an article that came out called Kitty Couture. What does that mean? Well, stores in Manhattan's Fifth Avenue, such as Gucci Kids, has opened up boutique for children 12 and under, $2,900 fur coat, $1,500 sleeveless dress, $3,800 biker jacket, all for fashionistas ages 12 and under. Is this family values? Are these type of items something you'd think would raise a daughter who would have any values whatsoever other than narcissism and insanity? You dress up a little girl like this, $1,600 trench coat, $1,100 sundress. You're telling me, get back to me when she's 16, then get back to me when she's 25. Rehab city. You may as well buy a pass to a rehab facility the day you buy them that $1,600 sundress. That's all I can tell you. There's such a thing as taking care of a child, and taking too much care of a child is another thing. So we're talking about family values. This used to be a topic in American politics, believe it or not. But apparently the wise men of our society, if you want to call them that, have decided that families don't exist, families don't matter, and family values matter even less. So I feel that as a talk show host who engages in long discussions of various topics over a long period of time, why not talk about family values? Who defines them? And which party better defends such family values? And then I ask, is marriage still a valid institution? Let's go to Texas. Oh, no. We were holding on to D. D in Las Vegas. D, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, how are you doing? I so appreciate you taking my call. I listen to you every day that I can. And first of all,
that's what makes me get up in the morning. And the only reason I continue in radio is because of listeners like you. It's my audience, my audience, my audience. It's the connection between my audience and myself.
You're so insightful, and you make me think way outside the box. But first of all, to answer your question, which party... I mean, definitely, I have to say it is the GOP, but if first the one big comment I want to make on...
I'd like to know how you define family values. You would think that's something that's self-evident and people could define it for themselves. I don't believe that's true. What are family values? How do you begin even talking about them?
To me, it started with the Bible. You look at Genesis, where the first commandment that God gave to Adam and Eve pertained to parenthood. They were commanded to multiply and replenish. And with that, I look at those unbelievable responsibilities to raise them and do the best they can. We all have free agency, but when it comes to the values, is are we teaching them hard work? Are we teaching them ethical values? Are we teaching them to love one another? What are we as parents teaching them? And I do believe, personally, that a marriage is between a man and a woman. And to go forward...
You don't have to state that in any defensive manner. That's obvious to anyone on the planet.
And just the fact that I've been married 14 years. I waited till I was 33 to get married. My first child, who is now only 12, I have three girls, and...
All right, I think you've made your point, and I do appreciate your calling. That's beautiful, and thank you very much for joining the conversation. Okay? Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. That is from Genesis. It's not the first statement of Genesis, but there's another part of Genesis that you rarely hear, which is, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. It is not good that man, the man, should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Now, I don't want to go into the phantasmagoria of the Bible, of God making woman out of the ground, or taking a rib from Adam's chest. I used to love that title, Adam's Rib. It was a beautiful title. It's a shame I wasn't writing at that time. But let's assume that man and woman were created for each other. This line is very good. It is not good that the man should be alone. But here's another one you probably haven't seen from Genesis. Tell me if you disagree with the Bible. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. What's intriguing to me is that phrase, shall cleave unto his wife. This defies the feminist view that the wife is subservient to the man from the patriarchal biblical point of view. In fact, the opposite is stated right here. The man is cleaving unto his wife. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Of course, that was an eon, actually, prior to the advent of the pornographers, who have made nakedness into something, in some cases, to be ashamed of. But let's put that aside for the moment and go back to the primary topic. I'll be right back to continue my discussion of family values right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The founder of McAfee Software says he's innocent of killing his neighbor in Central American country of Belize. John McAfee told Wired he's gone into hiding and believes whoever killed the neighbor was actually after McAfee. Official of the Dominican University of California say the school's been given an $8 million donation from an unnamed donor. It's the largest donation in the San Rafael school's history. The money will be used to convert a 124-year-old mansion into classrooms, laboratories, and offices. And there's more pressure on Boy Scouts to change their policy on gays. A major donor, the UPS Foundation, said it will no longer give grants to the Scouts as long as the group excludes gays and lesbians from being scouts or scout leaders. It's going to be cold tonight. Temperatures upper 30s to upper 40s. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're looking for cash, then get up and head on over to Cash Creek. You see, it's the season with a reason to get out and harvest some nice, crisp green. So come to Cash Creek, where you can rake in the cash, now through November 25th. All of our lucky players will have the chance to gather piles upon piles of cash. Our branches are heavy and ready to drop. Every day from 6 p.m. to midnight, every hour on the hour, some lucky player will bag $500 cash. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, there will be three cash drawing winners at both 7 and 11 p.m., where each winner can rake in up to $2,000 cash. Now that's a cash windfall. And it's just one of the many reasons to postpone the yard work and head over to Cash Creek. Because money can grow on trees, you can rake in the cash. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CashCreek.com for more details.
Get a GE washer and dryer for just $349 each right now at the Home Depot. Not only is that an incredible $350 savings on the pair, it's holiday savings you can enjoy today. So get a jump on holiday shopping and saving with a GE washer and dryer for just $349 each, but only while they last. So hurry. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, valid through November 26, U.S. only. See store for details.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com, handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry leading 2-year warranty with free annual reinspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
The best guests in talk radio. Sean Hannity at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You can hear my teapot boiling here in the radio studio. No, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to play rock and roll because I'm alone in the studio today except with Teddy, and he doesn't know how to take the tea off the pot, off the boiling. Why can't dogs learn to do anything? You know, isn't there anything a dog can learn to do? They're useless. They're like a hobo, a hippie, a bum, a welfare recipient. They're all our personal hippies laying around the house. Wherever you turn, there's the hobo laying around. All he wants to do is go out and eat, play. But when you ask him to do anything, where is he? Never. All he does is lay around. Yeah, play music for 30 seconds. I'll be right back.
Get, work,
everything's safe now. We're back. We're back in the Savage studio. I really, you know, one of these days I have to get someone to work with me here. I know I'm a real loner. I got to tell you the truth. I find I can concentrate on my listeners better if I'm alone because, you know, when you're playing to an audience in your studio, as some prefer in this business, you wind up playing to the people in your studio. And then you lose contact with your listeners. And I think one of the things that I define as a better part of my show is I actually hear listeners. And I think that it reflects in their loyalty. So what are family values? We really haven't defined them yet. What do they mean? I once knew a so-called poet who I mentioned from time to time on this show in North Beach, San Francisco. There's some amazing people in the area and some real deadbeat bums. This guy posed as some famous poet, and for some reason, he bamboozled a lot of people into thinking he was actually a poet. Now that he's been dead a number of years, nobody remembers him, of course. As I knew all along, he was just a loudmouth, drunken heroin addict. And when he used heroin, he was actually easy to be around. When he was a drunk, he would get into fights with everybody. He was a violent, evil man. But this guy impregnated one of the nicest girls around and had a child with her. And I remember he and I once had a very loud dispute in a bar in North Beach, and he screamed at me, "I'm a father, too." I said, "You're a father like a dog." I said, "A dog has a child the way you had a child. You did nothing for that child. All you did was, well, whatever." And he turned into glasses thrown at each other, etc. But the point is that's not a father. That doesn't make you a father. A father is a man who sticks around to raise the child. That's a father. Whatever makes you a father because you impregnated a woman? What are you, a dog or a cat or a mink or an ocelot? That's not a father. An animal has better sense of staying around and protecting the wife and children than most of the men today. Take a look at Hollywood, what they do with the women there. The women have to go to artificial insemination clinics to get semen, to get impregnated. That's the kind of fathers that they're talking about. So, you know, it's almost like a futile discussion that I'm having, maybe with myself here. But what is marriage? What's the value of it? What are family values? Certainly, staying with a family is a family value. There's no question about it. That is the toughest thing a man could do, incidentally. I would tell you that right now. I don't care what you do. You ask any man who's done anything in the world. The toughest act on earth is sticking it out with your family, your wife and your kids for your whole life. Try that one. And then get back to me when you're an older man. Say, well, is it really worth it if it's that hard? I'll let you decide. I'll let you decide. It seems to have worked from the beginning of time until now. Okay, I know you want to rewrite everything because you're so cool. I realize that. Everything is a post-this and pre-that and pre-constructionism and after-post-constructionism. And I went to Harvard. I'm so intelligent. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Post-this and post-taste-that in America. Eh? They know what they're talking about. Okay? Seems to have worked from the beginning of time. The father sticking around for his entire life raising children. Doesn't work anymore, though. In fact, most men don't even want to have children. Most women, I don't know, you take a look at the Caucasian race in particular. I mean, you want to lay it on the line? You want to get down to statistics? You want to talk about replacement values in terms of families and by nation? I have it in my head. Virtually every European nation will be gone within 50 years because the replacement rate of children is below that necessary to replace the two people in that marriage. If you have only 1.2 children on average, you're not going to replace that two people who had the child. And so you look at the countries and you see nations filled with beautiful women and handsome men, and they're all so beautiful and so narcissistic and so driven with a desire to be Hollywood that they can't get married because no one's good enough for them. And also they want to have fun, and they don't want to ruin their bodies. They don't want to ruin their bodies? Go take a look at Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills to see what old women look like with surgery. Or take a look at the old men on the Rodeo Drive with the, or Palm Beach. You want to go to a place where the men are 90, where they've had so many skin grafts and surgeries, they think they're handsome? It's shocking. I'd rather see an old man with a droopy face, but that's a little off the topic. So what am I talking about here? I don't know, maybe a lot of different things. Maybe I'm just venting about society and the lack of leadership from the political class with regard to the cohesiveness of the family and how essential it is to the survival of a nation. You know, the family is the brick of a society. You break that brick, society crumbles. Now, Why has family crumbled? Now, you can blame many different factors, right? Many, right? However, if you haven't read Karl Marx, you don't understand that it's all part of a long march through this society. Karl Marx wrote that the bourgeois family is the greatest stumbling block towards a new socialist world order. I'm paraphrasing right now. Karl Marx wrote that because I read Das Kapital in college on my own. He defined the family, the bourgeois family, as property, as ownership. This is something that the radical feminists still profess to the poor children who are subjected to their lies in colleges. And that the bourgeois family must be destroyed to bring about the most perfect workers' union. And so we're talking about family. What is a family? Man and woman and children. The period. End of story. End of story, beginning and the end. So I'm asking you, you know, I could make it political, which part of party better defends such family values and how, and you know it's the Republicans, even though I'm not a registered Republican, I'm a registered independent, have been for, I don't know, 15, 18 years, I believe. There's no question the Democrats are an anti-family party. There's no question about it. Now, they would argue, oh, the opposite is true. Now, remember what I said to you at the beginning of the show. Lawyers are now primarily who our legislators are. Our president is a lawyer, not for the first time, but hopefully for the last time we'll have a lawyer as president, because lawyers are trained to parse the truth and to deceive people. If law schools teach people anything, it is how to lie to people, how to deceive them, how to trick them. They certainly don't teach you to pursue honesty, do they? As I learned a long time ago, the chasm between truth and justice is almost infinite. But nevertheless, you're not going to expect your politicians to talk about families. But the Democrat politicians especially are liars when it comes to family values. And they would argue that by expanding the welfare state, by taking more from those who create and give more to those who do nothing for the society, they are actually the party of family values, because they had an old phrase, to help the most helpless. I used to love that one. That's how they started to build a welfare state in the 60s and 70s. A just society is built about the principle of helping the most defenseless. Sounds good on paper. Now wake up to a bankrupt nation. Bankrupt nation. Everyone has their hand out. They're all helpless. From the faker with a blue disability card in her windshield, taking the spot for the truly handicapped, and running into a restaurant to fill her fat face with food, which makes me crazy, because the truly handicapped should be helped in our society, not the fakers who have lawyers for friends who get them the blue disability plaque. I used to go up to them and say, you don't look disabled to me. Right when they get the cane or they grab their, oh, the back hurts them. You should go up to anyone with a disability sign that pops out of a car and say, you don't look disabled to me, I'm going to report you. See what happens. You know, we have the power as people to stop a lot of things. You could start it on a simple level. Start with those fakers. We see them every day. Handicap zones, disabled zones, whatever they want to call it, you know, a politically appropriate phrase. And they pull in, zip out. They put the sign up, and right away they're in the front of the line. They got the cane in the car, the fake cane. Oh, the arthritis acted up. So you could do a lot of things. You could start at a very local level with that. But so which party is better for the family? Now I want to open it up to another discussion related to this. If you've been married for a long period of time and you stayed with a spouse who cheated on you, A, did you? And B, how did you do that? How do you live with that? Have you? I don't think anyone talks about it. I'm starting to sound like a daytime talk show. It doesn't bother me. You want to talk about that? Your cheating heart? Did you stay with a cheater? Why and how? How do you live with it afterwards? How do you trust that party? You know, it's like saying, oh, you lied then, but you're not lying now. You cheated then, but you're not cheating now. Do they stop? Can you trust the cheater? Do they ever stop? Or is it in their nature? I mean, this is an intriguing question. Now, of course, we now get into the whole issue of defining marriage, and defining marriage in this time, in this place, in this country, because marriage was not always defined in this manner. You want to start defining marriage, you go back to ancient Rome, where sleeping with other women and other men, if you were a man, was actually apparently par for the course. Or go back to ancient Greece and move yourself forward. So I don't know which society you come from or which society you're in, but right now we're here. It's 2012. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage. That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Okay, Savage Nation, listen up. A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. Big changes are coming in the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, here's your assignment. Get and read The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Look, for years I've told you the U.S. dollar is at high risk of crashing. Was I wrong? And hard money offers protection, no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of The Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. What's the result? Today's dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history. Learn what must be done to preserve your money now, and get this, I've secured a supply of the Great Debasement books for free. It's a $20 value, and for a limited time, to celebrate my new radio home, I can offer them free of charge. But you must call now, 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With 2 locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. 2 Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Worldwide diamond prices have gone up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds, guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in Micro Pave, Invisible, and Platinum, and set in size while you watch. Diamond floating heart pendants with 33 full-cut diamonds are $99. 4-carat diamond and amethyst pendant and earring sets are just $99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-381-3900. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLP number 93523.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I was going back to family values. It's a phrase from the Reagan era, and it's a good phrase, but it got dropped because of fear of certain demographics and certain pressure groups. They don't like the word family or values connected. You could say family but not values, and you could say values but not family in the same phrase. But now they've changed it to the word character. Which party better defends family values, and how do they do so? Then I asked you, is marriage still a valid institution if you've been married for over 5 or 10 years to the same person? Call the show and tell listeners why it's worth staying in the same marriage so young people can get something positive out of a radio show as opposed to the negative that comes out of Washington in general. And then I opened it up to another line of discussion on the Savage Nation, which I'll introduce again, which is if you've been in a marriage where there's been cheating, how have you stayed in that marriage? How did you do it? Has it, you know, did you live with it? And how? Which now brings us to John. I guess what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas, except right now. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon, Mr. Savage. My point is that the person who is forgiven in a marriage usually finds it harder to deal with the forgiveness than the person who forgave.
That's very interesting. So let's see if we can make that simpler for the people who need translations. You don't care to talk about that personally, do you?
Not at all.
Okay, so let's say a man finds that his wife's been running around on the side, but he still loves her, and he says, honey, come home, and I forgive you. So it's easier for the man to forgive than for the woman to forgive herself, is what you're saying. Is that correct?
I don't believe it has anything to do with gender or sex. I think it's just a matter of the point.
No, I'm saying, but so reverse it. A woman finds out her husband's been cheating, she forgives him. And she says, come home, I'll forgive you. So it's easier for her than for him?
It's easier for him than it is for her. Because the party that's forgiven, because there's so little true forgiveness. I mean, when you forgive somebody, you have to forgive them all the way. It can't be part and parcel, because then it becomes a manipulation thing.
What do you mean by forgive them all the way? Explain that to the audience. They may not understand that.
You have to forgive them from your heart. You have to forgive. It's forgive. It's to give. It's to give this forgiveness, this release. You have to do that in its completeness in order for it to be true and in order for it to ring with positive results. Often at times, the person who is forgiven, because there's such a lack of forgiveness in its true form in the world, finds it very difficult to believe that it's even true. And that becomes a negative on their part, even though it's a positive in its entirety. And it becomes a difficult thing wherein, like in my particular example, it culminated into years of being tested on my being able to forgive, or the party that forgave being tested by the party who's been forgiven as to whether or not the forgiveness has been true and real.
Wow. Well, I think what you're saying is obviously correct for those who are listening who understand what you're saying. It's not easy for the average person to catch this, but I think there's another element to this whole forgive and forgiven thing, which is that although a person may forgive the other party, they never forget it. And if they never forget it, they've not truly forgiven. Isn't that correct?
Well, it all depends on whether or not your forgiveness is, like they say, to err is human and to forgive is divine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, but they can't forget it. That cheating thing is something that's basic to the human animal. And they never, I don't think people ever forget that. And they have this imagery that they carry with them, and it eats them alive, and it poisons the relationship forever, I think, don't you?
Well, yes, it can if you allow it, but if the person who forgave realizes that what they did at that moment in time was from their heart and true, then they will protect themselves against the thoughts by creating as close as possible the relationship that they had up until that point. And they actually become defensive of their own forgiving as opposed to the other person being forgiven. And it's just, and I go through this on a daily basis because when the other party brings up the testing, that's when it usually comes to the surface again. And I have to say to myself, well, you know, she's feeling insecure about this, and I can do one of two things. I can either attack her for not accepting my forgiveness or for saying something stupid, or I can just let it go, which is what you have to do because that's what you did in the first place.
John, without divulging too much of your personal life, what field of work are you in?
I drive a truck.
No, that's okay. I mean, listening to you, I wouldn't have known what you did. I would not have known. You could have told me you were a psychologist. You could have said you were a any number of professions with a heavy New York kind of truck driver accent. See, I'm not thrown off by accents. I listen to a person's phraseology and their use of words. And so you're a very intelligent man who's thought a great deal about many things, not just about love and marriage. I can hear that.
That is correct, sir.
You know, people misunderstand that. People very often underestimate the next man. I have found that my entire life. And they'll often judge a person based upon his height, his weight, his clothing, his race, his accent. Okay, that's part of the human condition. That's why they say, you know, clothing makes the man, right? Or whatever. You know, you put a man into a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 suit and get his hair done, people might start to think that he's, you know, a politician at that point. But they will definitely believe him more, wouldn't they? Let's see. What do we have here? Married 31 years, disagree but not disrespect. This is interesting. Georgia Kathy, you're up on the Savage Nation. It's Women's Hour on the Savage Nation. Tell us your story.
My husband and I celebrated our 31st wedding anniversary last month. And it hasn't always been easy. There's a lot of rough patches in the road. But we both value the institution of marriage. And that's why, despite our differences now and then, we have stayed together. And I would recommend to anyone who is a young person or any age contemplating marriage that they look at it as a long-term relationship. And I think part of the problem with the high divorce rate is that a lot of people don't see it that way. They're too interested in right here, right now. Aristotle said, know thyself. And Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. And
Kathy, this is an amazing call because you punctuated your insights with philosophy and philosophers. Again, I'm always amazed at the caller level on the Savage Nation. And thank you. Again, I have to stick by my words that I have the most literate audience in AM radio. I don't think anyone could challenge that. And I say that for a reason. And the reason is this is what keeps me interested in this show. I never know what people are going to say.
My name is Hortensia, and my story is real. I'm 81 years old. I worked since high school and thought I was going to have an easier life when I retired. The food I receive from my Bay Area food bank makes it possible for me to afford to go to the doctor. I wouldn't know what to do if I couldn't get this food. My name is Hortensia, and I am your neighbor. Please give generously to your local food bank at BayAreaHunger.org.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
The nation has spoken, and now it is official.
4 more years.
I know this is a tough day for a lot of us.
They are taking these projections and saying it is done.
African Americans felt like the president was disrespected throughout much of his term.
What happens in the next 4 years will happen here.
Two huge pieces of legislation were passed on purely party lines.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.